I'll come right in. Rock flag and eagle.
Welcome back to another edition of Chairgating, your NASCAR podcast for Belly Up Sports. I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live from Austin, Texas. And I have a really exciting episode this week because I have two of my most reoccurring guests on for the first time together. I have Christian Eckes, the 18-year-old ARCA driver for Venturini Motorsports and the new leader in points. And I also have Michael Self, another driver for Venturini Motorsports and the previous points leader. And these guys have been going at it all season. Two incredible drivers. And Christian just surpassed Michael in the points. And they only have one race left in Kansas next weekend. I'm going to try my best to go because that's exciting. I think I read the last time it's been 10 years since the point standings have been this close for going into one last race for the championship. Not only is it really just about these two drivers and who can win the championship, but more importantly, I think it's going to come down to who wins the race because they're the two best drivers out there, really. So it's going to be really exciting to watch, a really exciting battle, and more importantly, a really exciting interview that I have with both of them. Before that, I just quickly wanted to talk about the Gen 7 car that NASCAR has, teased us with. Austin Dillon teased us with it, right? Because he was testing the next Gen car, Gen 7, at Richmond, and he was posting photos and videos of it. So we got a little peek of what the future of NASCAR will look like. And, there's differences, obviously, and everyone's gonna, critique the differences and list the differences and talk about how much different, this is gonna make and this is gonna make, but realistically, when I look at that car, all I see is, another, super race car that is more advanced than it previously was, which is great, in a shell and trying as hard as it can to still look like stock car without completely giving up and just making it an open wheel car or something. I mean, I'm not trying to be too negative here. Obviously, I still love NASCAR. I'm always going to love it. I don't care what, it's kind of the curse that us NASCAR fans have. It's like no matter what NASCAR does, we're probably going to keep watching, and it's kind of sad. But the fact is, it's not stock car racing. It's just another form of racing. And that's, I'm not saying NASCAR's been stock car racing for a long time, because it hasn't. But they just definitely are going further and further away from that. And, they're probably going to, honestly, by 2022, when they're coming out with the new engine package, because this new Gen 7 is going to be 2021, and then the engines, I believe, are going to be 2022. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's what I've heard. More than likely, those are going to be hybrid engines. And I understand you have to progress, and that's the way the future is. But I also understand that I enjoy stock car racing. I enjoy loud V8s, I enjoy something that doesn't have that much downforce. I want to see it slide a little bit. I want to see it get a little loose. These are just becoming supercars. They're going to be easier to control. They're going to be quieter and full of technology, and that's cool. But I want to see a big, bulky stock car going around a track, specifically a short track. And that's why I really like K&N and ARCA. They're a lot of fun. It's shorter tracks. And it's, it just feels more like stock car racing when you watch it. So, yeah, I'm not going to get too much into the Gen 7 car. If you want to get more breakdowns, obviously there's a lot of stuff online that you can look at. I know my buddy Eric Estep made a video, and I'm sure it's a great one. I haven't had the chance to watch it yet, but all his content's always good. So, yeah, if you want to learn more about the car itself, then I would recommend going checking out Eric's breakdown of it. But before we get into the interview, I kind of had a fun idea. The tweet that I'm going to tweet this out at, the promotion of this episode, it's going to be at ChairGaten on Twitter. Go there and reply in the tweet which one of these drivers will win the championship after this race in Kansas. Is it going to be Christian Eckes or Michael Self? And if you predict the correct driver, then you will be you'll have a chance to be selected to win a Belly Up Sports racing shirt. And you can go to bellyupsports.com, go to the merchandise, and we have a lot of really great racing shirts on there. I know because I designed them, and I'm probably the best t-shirt designer there is. So, yeah, just go to the Twitter, tell me which one you think is going to win the championship. If you're correct, you get the chance to be selected for that free giveaway for the t-shirt. Yeah, so let's just get right into the interview. I have the two leaders in ARCA right now. Why don't you all introduce yourselves, reoccurring guests.
Points leader, go first.
Let's go, Michael, you go first. You talk first.
I'm honestly glad that they're not in Kansas City right now, or I'd be buying freaking football tickets. But I'm Christian Eckes, driver number 15, JBL Audio Camry.
And I am Michael Self, driver of the number 25 Sinclair Oil Camry.
All right. My two most reoccurring guests, and I finally have you on together. So this is a new concept because I like when y'all are separate because I can talk shit about you to about each other behind your backs. But now that you're together, it's a little awkward for me.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's harsh, man. I didn't know that went on. I'll be honest.
Oh, it doesn't for you, Michael. I only say bad stuff about Christian. Don't worry.
Oh, that's nice.
Fair, I guess.
So obviously, I've been, hyping y'all's season up. And Christian, you won the last race, correct?
Second to last race. Well, okay. No, three races ago.
That's right. Yeah, because it got weird because of the rain. So, which one of y'all wants to explain this race, this last race?
Lucas Oil? Well, I'll explain it. Me and Michael were both pretty terrible.
No, you weren't. Michael, you... anyway, sorry, you keep going.
Me and Michael were both pretty terrible. Ran 7th and 9th before the caution came out. Me and 9th came off pit road. Probably a little fast, but you know what? Didn't get called for it.
You never do an ARCA on the short tracks. Let that be known.
Lined up 4th. He lined up 5th off pit road. I got in a good restart lane with a guy that was on old tires in front of me. Took the lead. Michael got stuck behind a bunch of slower vehicles. Caution came out one lap after I lost the lead. But it was honestly kind of a blessing because I was going to be about 6th if it went green. So maybe worse. I don't know.
Okay. And with that, you have now jumped Michael in points. Is this correct?
Yeah, that is
that's
right.
What I hear.
That's
well,
what you
I don't
hear?
Know. By
have you heard
of,
that, Michael?
By the end of these audits, that? I mean, I might be minus 35. I don't know.
Okay, you had one audit for 5 points. I've had 75 points in penalties.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. It's a little bit different here.
Oh, man. I really want to do the boxing thing, but like
where,
you said, it's too
cliche. Where's that guy from Madison to call you a cheater again?
Who called me a cheater at Madison?
That guy, that one random fan.
The guy on Twitter?
No, the guy in person. He came up to you and asked you about it.
I don't know. I vaguely remember that.
Oh, you gotta tell this story.
You remember it better than I did, apparently.
All right, Christian, tell this story.
So the way I remember it is Michael was just sitting there signing autographs, and this guy came up, and I don't really remember how he worded it, but it was pretty not great wording. And if I remember correctly, Michael just kind of stared at him for a second, and he kind of took it back.
What?
I kind of remember that. It was after, I know it was because it was after Michigan.
Yeah, but the race after.
Yeah, and I don't know, I vaguely, yeah. I do remember that happening. I know you're not lying or making a story up, but I don't remember the exact details of it.
Michael, do you have a very intimidating stare?
I would not say so. Not.
It sounds like it.
Say that's particularly something I'm known for, I'll be honest with you.
Michael the Stare Down Self, that's your new nickname.
Oh, I can't live up to that one.
All right, so the most exciting part about this is y'all have been close in points, and now we're coming up to the final race in Kansas. And, Michael, you got a win in Kansas. What was it, last year? 2 years ago?
2 years ago. 2017. 2 years ago.
And, Christian, you've never raced at Kansas. Is this correct?
Never raced there before. That's right.
Okay. So, Christian, why do you think that you can beat Michael then?
I don't know. I don't really know if I can or not. Well, I mean, we'll find out in practice, I guess.
But, yeah.
It's going to be tough. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Michael's really good at the mile and a half racetracks, and I don't know. We'll just have to see.
Who's making macaroni and cheese right now?
I don't know.
Which one of y'all is cooking food?
That was me. Sorry, I was pouring water in the background. I'm going to be honest with you. I was filling up the dog bowl. She was looking at me like she needed something to drink.
Damn. Well, that's...
Sorry, I did not think that would come through.
No, that was pretty sweet. Okay. Michael, you feeling pretty confident then since you got a win here? You have the experience?
Kansas is definitely one of my favorite racetracks. I love the mile and a half racetracks to begin with, but... Kansas is a little bit special to me just because that's where I first got back into a race car when I first raced in 2016. It was like the first race I'd run since the handful of Xfinity starts that I did in 2015. It was kind of my, you know, when I got with Sinclair, that race in 2016 was the first one that we did. So it's always been a little bit special to me. And, in three races there, I've got 2/3 and a win. So it's definitely, a place that I like. I mean, you know, confidence wise, I guess we've been pretty decent at most of the big tracks this year, especially the mile and a half. So, you know, yeah, I'd say I'm confident, definitely looking forward to it just because it is one of my favorite tracks.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. My only grief with this race already is it's on a Friday. It's next Friday on the October 18th at the Kansas Speedway. And that just bugs me. Why is it got to be on a Friday? Because I really want to drive up there and go to the race. But
You got Xfinity on Saturday and Cup on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Y'all are doing the same weekend as the Kansas race. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we share the track with them that weekend. And the last couple of years, that's how it's been.
Okay. I might actually have to just take that day off work and drive up there.
That's a pretty good hike from Texas, isn't it?
Dude, I go to at least one Kansas race. I went to the last Kansas race. It is a 10-hour drive for me from Austin.
That's not horrible, I guess. I mean,
yeah,
we make that drive when we go to IRP.
Yeah, that's the second closest track to me in Austin. I got Fort Worth and then Kansas and then Talladega.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's pretty abysmal up here. But if I go up there, are y'all going to say what up to me, or are you just going to ignore me and be like, we don't know that guy?
I've been in a pretty crappy mood after the races, like the last couple of them, and haven't really talked to anybody. So I can't make any promises.
What about before the race, though?
Yeah, if you catch me before, I'm sure I probably will. But I've been real crotchety after the races for like the last four.
Sorry, Christian. I think I might have to cheer for Michael on this one just because I want him to be nice to me after the race.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Honestly.
Sorry, man. Well, I heard y'all got to meet Mike. He is the founder of Belly of Sports.
Mm-hmm. Did meet him briefly in the autograph session up there.
Yeah, yeah. He said that was really cool to get to meet y'all. And then that's what made me like really jealous and be like, well, shit, now I might have to drive to Kansas because you don't even talk to these guys. These guys are my best friends. So, I mean, y'all call me your best friend outside of just the podcast, right? I imagine.
I imagine.
So I go to bed with my wife, and she's like, "What'd you do today?" And I was like, "I got to talk to my best friends." So
yeah, that's cool.
I just hope I get that same, you know, reciprocation.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How's the fantasy football league going?
Oh man.
I'm 3-2, but I'll probably be 3-3 after this weekend.
Ooh.
I'm 1-4
in that league.
You're 1-4, Christian?
Well, I'm in three leagues. I'm 3-2, 2-3, and 1-4. Just
the only league that matters is the one y'all are in together, because I got both y'all talking. So what are you in that one?
I'm 1-4 in that one.
Come on, man. When I had you on preseason, you were all hyped. You were like, man, I got these spreadsheets.
I drafted really well.
He did. His team was probably the best one. I mean, I thought my team was really good after the draft, and I thought his was the next best, and things change.
And so I made a trade last week. So up to this point, the highest quarterback points I've had is 13.
Was Z?
And
or I mean,
I've lost a lot of games by about 4 or 5. So hopefully I traded for Dak. I got him for pretty cheap, if we're being honest. I kind of took advantage of this one guy, but we're not going to talk about that one.
Oh, wait, what'd you get? Or what'd you give to get him?
I traded Peyton Barber and Auden Tate, which Auden Tate I picked up on the waivers on Monday. Traded to him. Which actually wasn't a bad trade because they both scored touchdowns last week. You know, everybody gave me a lot of shit for it. So, that being said, I didn't think it was that bad of a deal.
All right, so you're just trying to get the whole Cowboys roster, it sounds like.
Yeah,
you got a pretty heavy stack with the Amari, Zeke, and Dak. I have
Dak, Amari, and Zeke. And then
what week are they on bye?
Yeah, you're fucked when they're on bye.
I want to say 8.
I wonder what week I play you. Hopefully that one.
But well, it doesn't sound like you got to worry too much. Joe
this week. So, I mean, that should be a win.
Well, Joe put up like 190 last week.
Yeah.
Michael, who's on your team?
I've got Deshaun Watson. I've got Hopkins.
Hey.
I've
got Christian McCaffrey. Well, you're loading up with Texans.
Only those two. Okay. I've got those two. I got McCaffrey. I've got Leonard Fournette. Robert Woods. Sammy Watkins. David Montgomery. Yeah, that one, the starting roster is not bad, but problem is I've got a couple guys on bye and a couple injuries this week. I don't even know if I have enough guys to play. I'm playing the best team in the league, so I'll probably lose that one.
Who's the best in the league? Do you want to give him a shout out?
It's actually Christian Spotter.
Brit. Oh, yeah?
But he got pretty lucky.
Well, yeah, because he got Eckler. And when Eckler was on fire, he had Chubb and Dalvin Cook. So he had basically like three of the top 7 running backs. And then.
So is this just like an entire Venturini league?
This one was actually called the Spotter League. So it's a lot of different spotters, Christian's in there, Billy Venturini's in there. And then it's a lot of different spotters from around Arca and mostly from around Arca.
Okay. So your other teammate, Chandler, got the win in this last race, right?
Yep, that's the second one he's won by a rain delay.
Okay. Damn. Is Haley Deegan like a teammate of yours, or does she just like, does she drive for your team when she's there?
Yeah, she runs a Venturini car.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay. I was just kind of confused because she kind of jumps around to different series, right?
Yeah, between Arca and K&N this year, but in K&N she's driven for a handful of different teams. I think she ran for Gilliland one race, ran for McAnally, the Venturini over on the Arca side.
Okay. All right. Do you like running against her? What's she like? Is she aggressive out there?
No, I mean, we haven't really raced around her that much.
I mean, she blew my doors off this week.
I felt like she did a pretty good job at Lucasoil, honestly.
I thought she did a great job. I mean, she went by me in the second run and drove away. I mean, I was impressed. She drove up in the top five and looked good, did a good job. I mean, I would say that, yeah, she is extremely aggressive. I mean, I know she put me three wide at least one time, and you know, on a restart, and probably a situation where I was a little bit surprised by it, but it's at least racing around us. I mean, it hasn't been dumb or reckless. I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, the only reason I brought her up is because recently, I think it might have been at y'all's race, maybe? There was a guy that showed up with like a big poster board with a bunch of her photos and got them all autographed. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, I was there.
Social media?
Michael might have been there too.
Yeah, you were there? I saw that guy. That was this weekend. That was at IRP.
Okay. So you were there. All right. There's a lot of drama going online about this. Have y'all seen that?
Is there? Yeah. It's pretty weird.
Was he creepy, or was he just like a diehard fan?
Maybe a little both. I don't know.
Okay.
You gotta understand. I mean, a year of being around Natalie last year, now being around Haley for a couple of these races, it's just another day with one of them at the track. I mean, the people that would show up for Natalie are on the same level. I mean, Christian saw some guy at Toledo or something one year that had buttons and pins and custom shirts, some flowers. Yeah.
You brought her flowers? All right, that's kind of weird. Because my whole argument...
That was creepy. There's a whole argument, and that's crossed in it.
The flowers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my whole, like, argument with it was, I was like, I mean, maybe this guy's just a diehard fan, because if this was, like, Michael, and the guy showed up like that, nobody would bat an eye. They would be like, oh, he's just a, you know, big fan. He's not creepy.
Well, but, I mean, if you brought him flowers, it'd be a little creepy.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe Michael likes that. Anybody listening, if you see Michael at a track, bring him flowers. That's his thing.
Might cheer me up after the race.
That's what I'm going to do then. That was a huge like thing of drama going online. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, maybe he's just a weird guy and he's a big fan. He doesn't have to necessarily be a creep or a perv. But I don't know. I was just interested.
I'm kind of surprised that that's making such a big splash, because I don't know now. I haven't checked in months, but I would advise go to Natalie's Instagram page and look through the comments.
Nightmare Badget.
I mean, if you want to, if this guy with the poster board is surprising people, I mean, then you guys are in for a shock when you go start really diving in.
Nightmare Badget. That's all I got to say.
The ghost. Wait, what? What's it? Is it Instagram? That's the guy's name?
That's I don't know. He blocked me because I tried to follow him.
What's his name?
Going on 28, I think. I'm not sure.
He was one of our faves to follow. But there's a lot of them out. I haven't checked in a long time. I haven't gone through and browsed her comments. But that used to be a pastime for us on road trips. Just go to Natalie's Instagram account and just start going through the pictures, reading the comments.
Damn, he's private. Oh, God. I want to see this guy. Okay. But, yeah, that gives me a whole new perspective then. Because the way I looked at it, I was like, oh, y'all can't just give this guy a hard time if he's a fan of a girl driver.
That's what – if people online think that this guy with the poster boards has gone too far and that guy's crossed the line, that's nothing. I didn't even think twice about that, dude.
Well, and that was the thing. They were like, well, it's weird that he's got a bunch of pictures. And I was like, dude, every time I go to the track, I get, like, autographs and, you know, stuff signed. I was like, have you ever gone to, like, a Dale Earnhardt fan's house? They have fucking fancy plates on walls with his face on it.
And like, yeah, I have a Dale Earnhardt Sr. Coffee mug up in my office. Keep my pens in it.
Oh, that's pretty tight.
It has his face on it. It's sweet.
Dude, that's pretty sweet.
It is sweet.
All right, Michael, I know you got to go, but thank you so much for coming on. I know you had limited time. Christian, unfortunately, you got to stay with me for a couple more minutes. All right. Yeah, you're not getting around that, Christian. I mean, sorry. But Michael, thanks for so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, nope, I appreciate you having me on. Sorry, it was a short time frame tonight. We got this little event that we're running to here at 8 o'clock, so I appreciate it. And
it's all good,
man. If I do see you at Kansas, hopefully I'll be in a good mood. If not, I apologize in advance.
Well, but I'm rooting for you, so you will be in a good mood.
You think. You'll see. We'll see. It can get... it can get rough there, I'm going through some dark times, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, you can always call me your best friend.
I appreciate it. That's good. Good to know.
There you go.
All right. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Later, man.
See you, Michael. See you.
Okay. Now that Michael's gone, Christian, obviously I'm cheering for you, dude. Michael.
Yeah, funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, I'm not cheering for that guy. Who's Michael? I'm cheering for Christian.
I don't believe it.
All right, man. Obviously, I won't keep you much longer either. I know you don't have anything else to do, but you just don't want to talk to me for much longer.
I have totally stuff to understand. Do, trust me. I mean, I got this damn apartment to furnish and figure out everything.
Yeah, so you're living in a new apartment. You're 18. Just for the audience to hear this, this guy, when I first call him and ask what's going on, he decides to complain to me because he was like, oh, I had to go get furniture. I don't know how many of my listeners out there had the problem of having to go buy their own furniture when they were 18 to furnish their own apartment, but
it is. I mean, if you got to pay for it, it is a problem.
I mean, yeah, but at least you can get like cool stuff. You got your own money at 18?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm 10 years older than you, and I'm still trying to get my own money. No, that's cool, man. How are you liking it? You're in Charlotte?
I'm moving to Mooresville. I live in Cornelius now. Moving here. God, I don't remember. Monday. So yeah, I gotta get all my furniture by.
Is it fancy? Week, got a one bedroom?
Next week and try to figure it out from there, I guess.
You just got a one bedroom?
Two bedroom. Oh my. Room, put all my stuff.
Oh my god! You got a two bedroom apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude.
Two is better than one.
I mean, I 100% agree. I just wish I would have been driving race cars at 18 instead of going to college.
This is true.
Yeah.
It's not a bad racket.
No, good choice. Good choice. Okay, so I might take off work because I definitely want to go to this Kansas race. This is going to be really exciting. I'd like to be there to watch it. So, if I go, I'm going to hit y'all up. I'll probably try to get down in the pits and say what's up.
Yeah, get Tommy on it. He'd probably hook you up.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. The only thing is I know that's like a whole weekend. That's, you know, that's going to be like the NASCAR weekend. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
But you'll be in a good mood. You'll say what's up to me regardless, right?
Yeah. I'm always in a good mood, man.
I'll be rooting for you, obviously. I'm your number one fan / best friend.
That's right.
It's not weird that I'm 10 years older than you. That's totally normal.
Yeah.
Just, you can look at me as like a mentor, a life mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just text me with all your, you know, questions about life. I'm going to try to see you in Kansas. I'm going to try to make it happen. And regardless of if it's you or Michael, I'll be happy. If it's anybody else, fuck them.
Well... it's only going to be me or Michael, but
right.
I'm not going to be pleased if it's Michael. So that's my outlook at least. So
we'll okay. See.
I don't care who wins the damn race. I mean, I'm just trying to win a championship here.
That's true. So really, I mean, does it only come down to you and Michael at this point?
Yeah.
For points.
Yeah, that's it.
So you just have to place
better spots behind them.
Wait, what?
Two spots behind him in a lot.
Oh, so you can be two spots behind him and still win the championship.
Yeah.
Damn. So, yeah, Michael's really got it. So, even if Michael wins and you get second or third. Well,
there's a bonus if you win and lead a lap and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, if he didn't lead any laps and didn't sit on the pole,
finish second, I could finish fourth and still have it, or, you know.
You don't think he's going to do any of that, though?
I mean, I'm assuming he is, so we're going there to win the race, but.
Okay, I was going to say, have you ever driven on Kansas?
No, but we'll figure it out. I drove to Las Vegas. I mean, it's pretty much the same damn thing, so.
That's true. It's the exact same thing. Yeah. All right, man. Well, I like your confidence, and hopefully I see you out there.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Hopefully you do better than you're doing in fantasy.
Yeah, I sure damn hope so. Or we're in trouble.
All right. Oh, if I see you out there on the track, you're going to have to do like a quick 2-second interview.
That's fine.
Okay. That's the rules. We're best friends. That's what we do.
Yeah.
All right, man. See you there.
Perfect.
Later.